for the Panthers in the blue jerseys and silver helmets, moving right to left across your radio. They are at the far hash, and they're coming out in the spread formation. They have Bohalski in the shotgun and Bennett back there. Bennett Lewis, the stud running back, keeping him coming. This is a handoff to Lewis to the left side, hits the outreach line, pushes forward for about 5 yards. He's out to the 37-yard line of Harbor Beach. That's a gain of 5, and brings up second and 5 for the Panthers.
Yeah, nothing special there. Just kind of straight up dive out of the spread right there. It's what they've been having to block in right now. It's just running the ball. Not too much passing in that, but I mean, when you got playmakers at running back like they do, you don't really need to pass.
Second and 5 for the Panthers as they finally get their 11th man into the huddle. That's number 24, the unknown man. Only the shadow knows that one. Second and 5, they come out with the receiver out wide each way and two men's backfield. Bohalski is under center. As the handoff to Lewis right down the middle, he has room to run, and then breaks free. He's finally brought down at the, that's the 26-yard line. That's a gain of 9 on the play, and a first down in the works.
Yeah, again, nothing special there. Just a straight-up dive in between the tackles right there. It's nothing really fancy about it, I guess. It's what they've been having luck with all game, in between the hash marks right there, just pounding it right there.
First and 10 for the Panthers at the Harbor Beach 26-yard line. Same formation, two receivers split one each way, and two receivers in the backfield. Again, a handoff this time to the right side to Lewis, and Harbor Beach got into the backfield that time, almost got a tackle for loss, about 4, but in doing so, no gain on the play out to the 26-yard line. Who was on the tackle there? A swarm, in fact.
I think Sutherland that missed it, though, but I guess maybe Lukowski was in there. Lukowski obviously won't probably.
That's number 45, Sloan Klasky, a middle linebacker for the, outside linebacker for the Pirates. Second and 10 for the Panthers to come out in the I formation. Bohalski is under center. Lewis is the last running back, and it's a handoff to the second running back, number 4. Big hole, and he's out to the 11-yard line. Gains about 14 on the play, and he's going to have another first 10 for the Panthers at the 12-yard line of Harbor Beach.
Yeah, they split the second running back there instead of the last one like they normally do out of the eye, and I did, might have caught Harbor Beach by surprise because the third running back was going to the right there almost on a pitch, and I think kind of caught him off guard. As a result, the 12-yard gain right there, and there was like 11-yard line, I think.
That's number 4, Gabriel Augustine, the senior, on the carry there, and this is a handoff with number 8. And he's in for the touchdown. That is number 8, Mitch Jackman. And it makes it now 13-0, Saginaw-Newbell.
And again, you know, no surprise right there. Another dive. They're not trying to fool anybody. They're just saying, you know, your best 5 against our best 5 on the line. And Newbell's going to win that battle every day.
That was an 11-yard rush for number 8, Mitch Jackman. He also had the first touchdown, so he now has 2 touchdowns in for the Panthers, and they have a muddle huddle as they try to go for 2. And did they get in? It's very close.
No.
The one official says no, and so the 2-point version is no good. So with 9:45 remains in third quarter, it's Saginaw-Newbell 13, Harbor Beach nothing. After a short drive of 41 yards there for the Panthers, working with a short field. 13-0, Saginaw-Newbell leads. You're tuned to 102.1 FM.
Hey everybody, Mark McGarry here from More Motor Sales in Carroll, and all I can say is we've got trucks. From 2011 Ford F-150 pickups with EcoBoost engines and 2011 Dodge Ram 1500s with the no-charge Hemi engine. And don't forget about the all-new F-250 and F-350 with the awesome 6.7-liter Ford diesel engine achieving fuel economy in the low 20s and with rebates and discounts as high as $10,000. That's More Motor Sales just west of Carroll on M81 or visit us on the web 24/7 at themoreautogroup.com. See you soon.
Well, with 9:45 left in the third quarter, it's Saginaw-Newbell 13, Harbor Beach nothing after going 41 yards for that drive and score. The 2-point conversion was no good, stopped at the goal line by the Harvey Stevens. And there's the kick. And Aaron Ginther's going to let this one bounce to the end zone. It's going to be a touchback. So Harbor Beach will take over on their own 20-yard line, 80 yards for a score, trying to get on the board for the first time tonight, but 9:45 left in the third quarter.
Yeah, and I think go right out to the spread. It was having some luck in the first half there, and I just say go right to it, tried to dive, tried to sweep, tried to run with Eli there. here, makes it pass, see what happens there, trying some trick plays. Like I said, you basically got to throw out everything this game in that. Duvall's probably the best team left in our division right now.
And, indeed, they are. They're a perennial powerhouse. They've always seemed like Harbor Beach has run into them every time they get somewhat deep into the playoffs. And this one's a handoff to number 45, as a quarterback keeper, number 12, Eli Kraft on that one. Nothing going there. Maybe gains about 6 inches on the back. And brings up a second and 10.
Yeah, enough fancy power reach there, another dive. They gotta mix it up a little bit here. They don't want a 4 and under 3 and out. Get the ball back to that offense.
That's the last thing they need right now after Duvall marching down the field and scoring. Brings up second and 10. The receiver to the left. Kraft's going to keep this one around the side. Rolls to his left. Looks like he got tripped up to the line of scrimmage. Where's he down? And he's down at about a gain of 2 out to the 22-yard line. And looks like a gain of 2, so brings up 3rd and 8 for the Pirates.
Yeah, it looked like the play had some promise there, but I don't know if he tripped over a hash mark player or what it was there. But nonetheless, the 3rd and 8 right now, a big 3rd and 8 right there. And you definitely don't want a 3 and out here, Clark.
Critical play for the Harbor Beach offense here, trying to get things going in the second half. 8:36 remains in the third, 13-0 Duvall. Two receivers out wide each way. Spread formation for the Pirates. Sloan Klasky in the backfield grabs the shotgun. And they're going to it's quarterback keeper right down the middle to Eli Kraft. Nothing going there. Forward momentum has them at the original line of scrimmage, which is no gain, and it's going to bring up 4th and 8.
Yeah, I just don't know if they were trying to do something fancy there, and they didn't want to do something fancy there and possibly have a turnover there to keep it up the middle there, but nonetheless, 1 yard gain, 4th and 7, looks like Harvey can come on here.
And yes, they are. Number 47, Aaron Gindler, staying at his own 8 yard line right up on this one away, so regardless, Novell's going to have a short field to work with after a 3 and out for the Harbor Beach offense, their first drive of the second half. Good snap for the punt, and this one into the lights, and it takes a Harbor Beach bounce at the 44-yard line, and it's down at the 49-yard line of Harbor Beach. So Novell has yet another short field to work with. They have 49 yards for the score. Harbor Beach defense back on the field. They have to get tired here.
Yeah, it's same thing. You know, any style of football that you're playing here, if your defense is out there for a while, it's wear and tear, especially when those defensive guys are on the offensive side of the ball, too, going in and out right there, definitely going up against an offensive line and running back and wide receivers like Duvall has. It's wear and tear.
1st and 10 for the Duvall Panthers. And there's a flag on the play. Is this a... We're trying to figure this one out as we speak. And at the sideline warning against Harbor Beach. Two of them. So is that a warning and an actual penalty? Okay, so that's a warning, in fact. So there is no penalty, but it's a warning on the Harbor Beach sideline. Come out in the I formation for the Panthers. This is the handoff to number 6, Bennett Lewis, who keeps dragging forward. He hit the first tackle at the 42-yard line at the 7-yard gain, and he finally gets brought down after a 13-yard gain out at the 34-yard line of Harbor Beach.
Yeah, he was dragging Pirates with him there. Another thing, especially here in between the tackles, in between the hashes, Duvall's going here and running it right down Harbor Beach's throat right now.
14-yard gain when all said and done there for Bennett Lewis, number 6. He has 116 yards on the night already. Receiver out wide each way. Bohalski is in the shotgun with Lewis taking the handoff. He pushes forward for about another 6 yards when all said and done out to the 29-yard line of Harbor Beach. And looks like Duvall's just having their way with this Harbor Beach defense.
Yeah, again, 6 yards, it's not 13, but it's just 6 yards and that, and 6 and 6 and 12, and that's first down every time. And I don't think Duvall mind that it'll take him 4 minutes to score instead of two.
Bennett Lewis came into this game averaging about 13 yards per carry. Tonight he's averaging a little over 10. 2nd and 5, 2nd and 4 for the Duvall Panthers. Trips left. And there's a fumble on the play as there's a pitch out to their running back, number 6 with that again, Bennett Lewis, but he grabs it before the Harbor Beach defense can swarm on it. So it's going to be about a loss of 3 on the play. Brings up 3rd and 2.
Yeah, Harbor Beach caught a break there in that fumble in the backfield there. Back him up 3 yards. Harbor Beach hasn't really up getting any negative stops.